Okay, today's Yuma Daf Ches. Yuma Daf Ches. And we're going to talk about the Kavana that one needs to have or that it's not allowed to have when one was wearing tefillin. The Gemara has a Kal Vachomer from the Tzitz. The Gemara quotes, in the name of Rabba Bar Afuna, Chayev Adam L'mashbeish B'tfilov B'chol Shah V'shah. A person has to touch and move around his tefillin every moment. B'chol Shah V'shah. A Kal Vachomer mitzitz. A Kal Vachomer, you know that from the Tzitz. From the Tzitz of the Kohen Gadol, which we spoke about last time. U'matzit she'in bo ayla hazkara achas. If the Tzitz, which only has one Shem Hashem on it, as we discussed last time, Amra Torah, and yet the Torah says, Al Mitzcho Tamid, that it should always be on his Meitzak Shalo Yasir Taitmi Menu, that he should not have a Hesach Hadas from wearing the Tzitz. Tefillin, sheyesh bahen azkaras harbe, tefillin which has many shemos of Hashem. So pashtus, the kedusha of tefillin is even greater, alachas kama vakama, surely one should be mamashmesh and not have a hesach hadas for. That's the Gemara, and this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that a person should be mamashmesh betefillin, kavachomer mitzitz. Tosfos discusses that he does not think this kavachomer is a solid kavachomer, a din daraisa, because after all, Temele, he says, Tosfos lifroch, malitzitz shekein Hashem hu bagalui. When it comes to the tzitz, the Shem Hashem is open and it's visible. Tomar betfilin shei mechupin ar. Tefillin, it's covered. So maybe that should make the tzitz more chamor, the fact that it's open. The ein letarets, tachanami, and don't tell me that it also, what do you mean? Tefillin is also open. Ksiv shakai betfilin, bikmatin. Right, you have the shin and the dalet and the yud and the different places on the tefillin. That's, no, Tosa says that's not what, that doesn't answer the question. Chada de'inza ksav gomer. That's not really ksav. We discussed this back in Masech HaShabbos. Is there a difference between the shin and the dalet and the yud also? Number one, it's not ksav gomer. The dafka shin shall tefillin halacha Moshe b'Sinai. The shin is halacha Moshe b'Sinai, and maybe that has status of ksav. Aval dalet yud lo. But the dalet and the yud do not. That's shitas tosfos. Va'od, and also, betzitz itzosh ikashem miyuchad ben dalet osios. Tzitz has the Shem Hashem of Yudke Vavke, even if you want to say that the tefillin has Shakai, but that's only a kinui. That's not Shem Hashem Havaya. The Chamir Tvei. So Tosfos says, number one, because it's revealed, number two, because it is Shem Hashem. So that is why that this Kavachomer is not a real Kavachomer, Venerly Dino Kavachomer, Gomer Midaraisa, Elamidrabanan. It's a Chumer Drabanan, Vahachi Kamar, and this is what the Gemara means to say. Nihinami Dika Chumer Tvei Betzitz, Kidim Afaresh. Even though there are some chubras when it comes to tzitz, like we just explained, become makam kivan di ika bitfillin tzad chashivus. Since there is also in tefillin a tzad of chashivus, more shemos of Hashem, tfei sheish ben askaras harbe svarahu sheminadin yesh lachachamim l'sakein l'mamesh ben kol shah. Mistama, because it has at least one element that is more chamor than the tzitz, so therefore mistama, it's a good idea, and it makes sense that the chachamim would be misakein such a practice. That is Tosfos again. The kavachomer is out of kavachomer gomor, and therefore the din is really a din d'rabbanan. If you look in the Rambam, it's pointed out, the Rambam seems to take the kavachomer kipshuto. The Rambam seems to say in the end of tefillin, dalet yudalet, on the end, sorry, in the middle, dalet yudalet, chayav adam l'mashesh b'tefilov kolzman shein alaf. A person should be mashmesh b'tefillin and touch them and be aware of them as long as they're on him. Kolzman shein alaf, shalo yasir daitu mehen afilu rega echad. Even one moment. Shekdushasan gedola mikdushas atzitz. Their kedusha is greater than the kedusha of the tzitz. Shatzitz ein bo el hashem echad, v'ilu yesh bohen echad v'esrim shem. Shal yud ha b'shal rosh ukemosan b'shal yan. Right, 21 in the shal yad, 21 in the shal rosh, and therefore there are many shemos of Hashem. The Rambam just quotes that kipshuto and does not limit it in any way. How do you answer Tosfos as kashas? Aye, doesn't the tzitz have galui? Doesn't the tzitz have shema havaya? So if you look in the Achronim, the Sfasem is here, points out, and the Pri Yitzchak also, in Chelek Beis Simin Dalid, that you're right, that's true, that it's galui, but what does that have to do anything with the halach of Hesach Hadas? Right, galui might have a difference in terms of bringing it into a makam etunaf. then it can have a nafkamina. But why should galui be more chamur regarding hezekadas? Hezekadas is between you and Hashem. So galui or mechus, it doesn't make a difference. Yishla tamu al tmiyasam, says the Sfas Emes. Dolo shayach lechalik bazeh, el le'inyin lahachnis b'makom she'en aroi, uchadome, mevor b'shah b'slamach beis, aval le'inyin zeh, to give us a nosi shame alav, sarach lezaro, v'shol lezeyach das, mali imhu b'galui, Allah, what difference does it make if it's b'galui or not? And therefore, says the Sfas Emes, I'm not sure exactly what Tosfos' problem is with this, din. Same thing also, the pre-Yitzchak also. Okay, but that is the background. Number one. Number two, what is the definition of Hesach Hadas? This is where the Rishonim get into the act. I can't have a Hesach Hadas with my tefillin. That's the language of the Gemara. Shalo yasiach dai tomimenu. What does that mean exactly? So if you look in the Rush, in Maseches Brachos, Chelik, Paragimel, Simen, Chavches, the Rush says a minimal way of looking at it. Right, Shlo Yasiyah Daitam Behan means you should not have schok and kalas rosh. That's what he quotes from Rabbi Yonah. V'hiya Omer Rabbi Yonah Zal, mitoch divrei Rabbi Moshe Zal, matzanu teretz l'davar, devadai hezach hadas lo havi ela kesha omeid b'kalas rosh u'bischok. If one is having levity, that's the problem. Aval kesha omeid b'yira u'misasek b'tzrachav. If you're involved in other things, and you're omeid b'yira es Hashem, even though you're doing your parnasa, the ain daito alei amamet, you're not totally focused on filling, ain zenikra hesach hadas. That's not hesach hadas. Remember in the days of old, these who had filling all day, so how they do that? If you can't have hesach hadas, and hesach hadas means you can't stop focusing on the tefillin. No, it must be that you can stop focusing on the tefillin. You can think about other things. Tefillin doesn't have to be focused on every second. It just means that you can't have the opposite. You can't have a kalas rosh. You can't have a type of, a levity that is inappropriate. V'chei nami, and then he quotes, kishenis namneim. What does he quote? He quotes the Gemara in Sukkah, daf chavav, but it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that a person technically could sleep a shenis arai in tefillin, as long as he's not in his bed. He's just sitting and he's putting his head down. That is mutter, the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos, Tfilin, Simin, Mem Dalid, calls Masha Tfilin Barosho Bezroa, as long as the person is wearing Tfilin, Asr Lisha Mem Afilu Shenas Arai. He's not supposed to sleep, even, not allowed to sleep, even a Shenas Arai. Why? Because you might come to pass gas, you might come to, do other things that you don't have a clean body. Ela im hiniach alehem sudar. V'lohaya bo emaisha yesh mem shenas arai. The case of the Ose, what is allowed? Meniach rosho bein birkav. He could put his head between his knees, just put his head down for a few minutes. V'hu yoshe v'yashen. And he could sit and sleep. Hayitulin kruchin biyado. Okay, something else. But it says there that a person can technically sleep shenas arai without any of the other worries. The question is, how could you do that? Isn't there, you can't have hesach hadas. You can't have hesach hadas, like Agamara said. Says the Rosh, says Rabbeinu Yonah. No, that's the point. Hesach hadas just means you cannot have kalas rosh. And when one is sleeping, he's not having kalas rosh. The Rosh even has a line. V'chinami kishen nis namneim ein kan hesach hadas ki hu shocheach hevle ha'olam v'ein kan kalas rosh. He's forgetting the nonsense of the world when he's sleeping. He's not involved in all the stuff that he's often involved in when he's awake. And therefore, that is okay. So again, this is a more minimal approach. But not having Hesach Hadas means not having Kalas Rosh. The Tosfos Yeshanim here that wonders if that's true. So why does the Gemara say elsewhere that the Isser Shena is Shema Yafiach Bahen? Maybe it should say the Isser Shena is because of the Hesach Hadas. The Tapio Tosfos Yeshanim here. V'im Tomar, Lomali Taima Delo Yashan Bahen, Shema Yafiach Bahen, B'Shabbos B'Herk B'Bet Tomar, and typically Mishem Hesach Hadas. Why don't you say that? So, first answer of the Tosfos Yeshanim, V'ayish Lomar, Dehainu Nami Taima Hesach Hadas Dehacha. That's the problem, Hesach Hadas. Again, minimal. Hesach Hadas, according to the Rashi, don't have Kalas Rosh. According to the Tosfos Yeshanim, Hesach Hadas means don't be in a state where Shem Yafiach Behem. Right? That's answer number one. So again, both of those are pretty minimal in how they view the tzorach for kavana and the problem of hesach hadas. But if you look in the Torah in Yeridaya, the Shagas Aryeh points this out. Shagas Aryeh Simon Lametes says, if you look in the Torah in Yeridaya, the name of the Ramban, he seems to say differently because the Torah quotes there. What's the Yeridaya Shin Peches? That's Hilchas Avelos. Says the Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam, and the Torah quotes it, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, Mi boy le la'avel la'osuve daito. An avel should really try to focus his mind, ulachavein libo litfilin, shelo yasiach daito mehen. Right, an avel who is in pain and has other things on his mind should really focus and focus on his tefillin so he doesn't have ezek hadas from them. Hilchach manach lehu biyishev daito. Avel b'shas hil manach lehu biyishev daito. Avel b'shas bechi v'hespel manach lehu. At a time when he's really in a state where he can't focus, then he should not wear tefillin. An avel should focus on wearing tefillin. So what do you see from there? V'hare b'shas bechi v'hespel shel avel says the Ashar Gesariyeh. A person is not having kalos rosh at a levaya. Or even afterwards, a person is not having kalos rosh there. What, it's worse than sleeping. And yet, the Ramban says, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, that you shouldn't put tefillin on in that case, and you should focus. You still can't put a tefillin on this. What do you see from there? Ubevandai. Ein shum tam lachalik b'necha shekvar munachem alav lebala anichem bo sashah. There's no difference between taking them off and putting them on. But says the Shagas Aryeh, if that's true, I don't know how you put the two Shulchan Aruchs together. The Shulchan Aruch quotes here the in Yaradeya, the idea of an Avel having to focus. And he also quotes what we just read about Shenas Arai. Right? Shenas Arai would be okay. Right? They matarti desasri adodi. It seems to be a problem of a tarti desasri. So there are a couple of answers. Why is Shenas Arai okay while Avelus is not okay? Avelus is not okay. So two answers. If you look in the Emek Bracha suggests that maybe the Rosh doesn't mean Kalos Rosh literally. Doesn't mean that Kalos Rosh is the problem. That's just an example of not being in a state of Yira. Right? Being Bitsar is another example. Right? That's also, you have something else. When one's sleeping, no, it's just empty. It's just it's not a lack of Yira. Says the Emek Bracha, Lani Yisati Nira, Dei Kavanas HaRosh D'Davka Schok V'Kalos Rosh Asher. Ela, because then Avelus wouldn't be included. Ela Ikra Din Hesach Adas Shetzarech La'amod B'Matzav Shel Yira. You have to be in a state of Yira Hashem. V'im Omid B'Kalos Rosh, Ein Kan Matzav Shel Yira. V'chein Nami, Im Ein Daito Miyusheves Alav, V'hamitzta'er, somebody's in so much pain, Gam Kein Eino Omid B'Matzav Shel Yira. He's also not in the state. Kimach Saro V'Tirdaso Levavo Ponem Yira Shemayim. Right, it's hard. A person feels distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that state. Aval kol mi she'omid b'matzav shel yira, sagi baseh, v'lo tzorach she'idaito aleya mamish. If somebody's in a matzav shel yira, it's okay. And that's why, in misnam name, shaper mikri omid b'matzav shel yira, shosh shochech hevli ha'olam, like the Rosh says, v'ein kan hesach hadas. Okay, so it's not really kalos rosh, it's any other focus. Sleep doesn't have any other focus. It's just blank. It's like, just to give a mashal, anything else is like anti-kavana. Right, something else. If somebody has kalos rosh, if somebody is focusing on the niftar and on the pain, like shalom latzeis, to give the mashal of kavana. But sleeping is just neutral, and therefore it is okay. That's one answer. If you look at the Pri Yitzchak in Simen Hay, he has another answer. He says, based on the Magen Avram, Nira Lani Yisati Liashav Bemesh Kazva Magen Avram Simin Shin Ches Nilcha Shabbos Delamanda Amar Shabbos Lav Zman Tefillin. According to the one that says Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin, Imei Niach Tefillin B'Shabbos Ein Chayav L'Mashmish Bohen. If Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin, you don't have a Chiyav Mishmush if you put Tefillin on Shabbos. Why? Because only B'Shas Kiyam Hamitzvah. The Iker Chiyav L'Mashmish B'Tefillin Shelo Yasiyach Daito Mehen Hu Rak B'Zman Mitzvah Son. When a person is doing the mitzvah, then Yom Chiv L'Mashmeh should do the mitzvah. Aval shelo bizman mitzvah son, but if it's not bizman mitzvah son, so then kamoi meniach tefillin b'Shabbos v'yantif, mikima delav zman tefillin v'einu makayim shum mitzvah, ein sorach lizar mehesach adas, v'ein chayav l'mashmeh shbohen, you don't have to. So too, when one is sleeping. Ulefizeh nira, de'b'shas shena, de'b'eish shena, she'ein lo az shum kavana, einu eni l'mitzvah tefillin klal. You know why it's not a problem? Because you're not fulfilling your mitzvah tefillin. There's no chiv of hesach adas then. V'yafilu l'manda amar of a problem of hesach adas. V'yafilu l'manda amar mitzvah zayin svichas kavana. Mikol makom be'ishenu l'kuli alma leka kiyum mitzvah. Tavi kemis asik ba'alma v'zebara. We had a shiur a few months ago about this, about mitzvahs when you're sleeping. So he says when a person is sleeping, he's mufka. And again, v'adim shem tehesach adas u'dafka b'zman mitzvahsan. Avo be'ishenu dinim b'kayim az shum mitzvah. You can't make any mitzvah when you're sleeping. Memela ein lachush gamkin lehesach adas. Five commotion, we need tefillin b'Shabbos v'yantif. Sleep is like Shabbos v'yantif, which we said does not need which is not doesn't have a problem. Ubam shenas keva to asa b'tfilin. What about a shenas keva? That's because shem yafiach b'hem. That's worse. V'zeh bevadei asa b'tfilin afil k'she'ein zman mitzvason, because that would be a bizayin. Right? Similar to this is the Meish of Dover. The Netziv has a formulation that the problem of hesach hadas is not a negative, but it is lack of a positive. Right, the Netziv says in the beginning, in Simin Vav, in Chelek Aleph of the Meish of Davar, he quotes this whole discussion of the Rosh and the Rambam, and he says, "V'nira the Hesach Hadas betfilin eino aser mishum bizayon kamo schok v'kalus vosh v'chadome ela she'eino makayim ba'osa sham mitzvah tefillin." It's not a bizayon; it's just that you're not makayim the mitzvah. V'ayim kumu nachem ala rosh shelo l'shem mitzvah. It's like it's on the head shelo l'shem mitzvah, and therefore. Says the Beishoi, similar to Elisha, to what the pre Yitzchak said. And therefore, maybe Hesach Hadas would only be a problem at the time of the mitzvah and not otherwise. And look at the Tosfos Yishanim, he might be saying the same idea in the second answer. Here, right here. Remember, the Tosfos Yishanim asked, what in the time of Shalom Yishan Bahem, Shem Yafiach Bahem, just say Hesach Hadas, V'yesh Lomar, Dahain Inami, Omer Balchanan, Taima de Hesach Hadas, Lo Shayach, Elekeshuhu Neyer. Hesach Hadas is only an issue when a person's awake. If he's not awake, it's not an issue. What does that mean? So again, maybe that means that he's mufka at that time, and therefore it is not a problem. Good. One or two other points relating to the kavana issue and the shmira issue here. The shmira issue. Again, in general, so far what we've said, it seems to be a machlokas we've shown him, at least in mentality, how much positive kavana is needed. The Rosh or Ben Yonah are more minimal. The Rambam, the Ramban, quoting the Torah, the Pashtus is that it's more maximal. The root of the shmira, the Pashtus of the Gemara, is that the shmira is needed because of the Askaros. Because there are more Shemos of Hashem by Tefillin. So that's why you need, you know, Kavachomer, more shmira, than just the one Askara, that is on the tzitz. And that's what the Tosfos, the given of Tosfos, that's what Tosfos is working with how many and how many are revealed, and is it real ksav or not. If you look in the Sefer Chinuch seems to focus, and maybe this is the Rambam too, that it's not just the Askaros. The Askaros reflect a higher level of inherent Kedusha. And that's why one would need the higher shmira that is required. Mishar Shia Mitzvah, the Chinuch says in Mitzvah Taf Chaf Aleph, the tefillin is a guard for a person itself. Levisha Adam Biyoso Balchomer, Yimashay Pechra Hakarataibas, because a person is Balchomer and is always pulled after Taivos, Akit Kane, Teva, Achomer, Lavakesh, Kalanos, Elov, Varev, Kesus, Kaperet, Vein, Mevin, where we're pulled after our Gashmias Taivas, Lacheni, Tzricha, Al Kopanim, Laharbe, Shomrim, Lashomra, Mishechna, Hara, Penyakum, Aleha, Viahargena, Achra Yosa, Begvula, Vatachas Yado. Right, we have to be very careful because then we need a lot of Shmirot, or else our Yitzahara will overtake us. Varatha Makom, Lizako, Senu, Anachno, Amakod, Hashem wanted to be Mizake us with Shomrim, Vitzivano, Lahamid, Shomrim, Giborim, Savivla. Always learning Torah, arba tzitzios, arba kanfos, ksusenu, umezuzah v'psechenu, v'tfilin biyadenu. It's all part of a package. Lahazkirenu, lamanechta miyoshek yadenu. Right, it's all part of the package. Tefillin. It's not just about the askaros, but the tefillin themselves help us with the shmira. Again, the askaros. If the focus is the askaros, maybe that's enough. Like the more minimal shmira that is mentioned. But again, if it's about the etzim ha'inyan of tefillin, so maybe one would require more. So lamaisa. The Shulchan Aruch says, now let's get into the Shulchan Aruch quotes our Gemara in Simen Chavches, that one needs to be mamashmesh and try to have whatever kavana he could have. And the poskim quote, that what does he mean? Maybe this is the machlokes Rishonim. Let me just find the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says here in Simen Chavches, Chayav adam mamashmesh b'tfilin b'chol shah, shalo yisiach daito mehem. Right, we should try to do our our best to have that focus. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes on the other Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Mem Daled, that's where he quotes the halacha of the two types of Hesach Hadas. The Shari Tshuva quotes that maybe when one is learning and one is davening, one doesn't have to focus so much on the tefillin. You're already involved. The Shari Tshuva here quotes from the Gurei Ha'ari. Beis Lima Da Torah V'Tfila Ein Tzorech Litin Daito Batfilin. And not just Ein Tzorech. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, it's impossible. You won't be able to daven. If you're just focusing on your tefillin, you're not going to be able to daven and learn. Right? He says, Aval Eina Kavana Sheyachshov Kol Rega Batfilin. Shari Zehu Mehanim Na'ot Kishem Mispalel. And therefore, it doesn't mean that you have to focus on the tefillin. It just means that in the back of one's mind, one has to think of the tefillin. One final point. Remember the Bach. The Bach in Hilchos Sukkah, Tafresh Chaf Hei, where the Bach says that there are three Lama'an mitzvahs. Remember, he's bothered there why the tour deals at length with the Kavana when it comes to Sukkah. Right? Sukkah, Adonai HaKavod, and he took us out in Nisan, why are we sitting in Tishrei? So the whole discussion of the tour there, and the Bach is bothered. Why does the tour do this? The tour is not a machshava sefer; it's a halachic sefer, right? She'ein zeh midarko b'chibru zeh levara kavana l'shum mikra shabatorah ki lo barak lifso korah ola horas minog upo herech levair. So what does the Bach? What does the Bach say there? The Bach says that there are the three lama'an mitzvos. If the Torah itself says, do the mitzvah so that you have this kavana, so then that's a different category. There the kavana plays an integral role in the mitzvah itself, and therefore the Torah quotes it. And he says that's why it's by sukkah, that's why by tefillin, and that's why by tzitzis. Special idea of having kavana, positive kavana when it comes to tefillin and tzitzis. That's why there's a minhag of saying a special tefillah before the tefillin that talks about the mind and about the heart. Everything the tefillin is supposed to be connected to me, and Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we should all try to have as much kavana as we can as we wear our tefillin. Stop here.